Paul Kaufman played college football at Kansas State back in the 1970s. The former walk-on parlayed his grit and work ethic into a spot on the all-Big 8 football team. He certainly wasn't a sure thing on his way out of K-State, but he kept his shoulder to the wheel and eventually earned a spot in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Don't forget, now, this is Catch and Match Month. Your gift is matched. It is doubled this month to help support the show, and you can find out more at WWIB.com. Paul Kaufman caught 339 passes in the National Football League for over 4,300 yards and 42 touchdowns. A lot of those with Green Bay, and the 65-year-old is with me, living down in, along the border, Kansas-Missouri border. What was the name of the town you live in, Paul?
It's Peculiar, Missouri. Peculiar, like odd, like weird. I guess that's a good place for me to be, in Peculiar, Missouri.
Oh, man, I should be living there, too. So do I want to ask what the backstory of the name of that town is?
Well, apparently they had sent in to the state several names that they wanted, and they were already taken, and the state sent back, said, just come up with something peculiar.
Okay.
So it ended up being Peculiar, Missouri.
There you go. Truth stranger than fiction. So tell us what your life is like more than 30 years removed from playing in the NFL.
Well, I've been working for the same company for over 30 years. A friend of mine who was in the minor leagues with the Royals started a company out of his garage, and we've grown to where we're in almost 50 states and Canada and Mexico, and we manufacture and distribute all kind of chemical cleaners, degreasers, sanitizers, floor finish, hand soaps. So we've been really, really busy lately, and my niche has been grocery stores. I have like 38 grocery stores that I'm over that I, you know, they get inspected pretty much every month, if not twice a month. And, you know, they have to clean and sanitize. And, you know, so I go in, make sure the dispensers are working, that they have enough disinfectant cleaners. And, you know, I'm kind of like Mr. Clean. You know, I never thought I'd sell toilet bowl cleaner for a living, but here I am.
Well, somebody's got to do it, right? All right, let's talk about National Football League. A long time since you played. The league is a lot different in many respects. You think with all this attention in the NFL with social issues and all this woke stuff that fans are just going to get fed up, kind of walk away from the product?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like, why get involved in something that's going to divide people when, you know, sports is a unifier? I mean, you look at the Olympics, you look at an NFL locker room, and it's a melting pot of society. You have black, you have white, you have Hispanic, you know, you have Samoan, you have Puerto Rican, you know, you have every, you know, religion. You have Muslim, you have atheist, you have Christian, but somehow, some way, come Sunday, you know, those guys come together, and it doesn't matter, you know, what background you have or what belief you have, you have each other's back. And, you know, that's what I view sports is, you know, the bigger picture of just unifying people with a lot of differences into a common goal to, you know, achieve, you know, what you're trying to, the success you're trying to have. And, you know, that's what I view sports and the big picture of sports is, it's unifying. And even, you know, fans, you know, when people walk into that stadium, you know, the only colors they're worried about is green and gold. And, you know, that they're all Packer fans. And, you know, it's a unifier.
Yes, indeed. All right. So since you mentioned the Packers, Paul, let's talk about your former team, Aaron Rodgers, back in the fold now. What about Green Bay this year, do you think?
Well, you know, then again, you know, Aaron shows up and it's business as usual. And, you know, he's a guy that wants to win. I look at he and Tom Brady, you know, the hours, the dedication, the extra time that they put in, and they expect everybody else on that team to put in that same effort and time to bring home a winner. And, you know, the last 2 years, you're one game away from the Super Bowl. And, you know, right now I would say that, you know, they and Tampa are probably the two front runners in the NFC to get there again. And, you know, I think the Packers have the weapons, and hopefully we see them in the Super Bowl this year.
That would be terrific. 8 years in Green Bay for you, one playoff year, 1982. What are your most cherished memories about your days at Lambeau?
But, you know, just the experience, the whole experience, the people I played with, you know, James Lofton, Lynn Dickey, Greg Cook, Larry McCarron, you know, people that I still have relationships with today, David Whitehurst. Matter of fact, David, you know, threw me passes the year that Lynn was hurt. And then our sons got to play together with the Tennessee Titans, and his son Charlie threw my son Chase passes. And we wow. think that's the first time in NFL history that, that, you know, fathers played together and completed passes and sons played together.
Yeah, what a connection. I mean, literal connection there between the families. All right, we're talking with Paul Kaufman, the former Packer tight end, the Hall of Famer, Green Bay. Interesting story of how you wound up with the Packers. You were a grain milling major. Grain milling major at Kansas State, so very few people gave you a chance to make the National Football League, but boy, did you ever. I think we'll talk about the interesting story of how you wound up at Green Bay next time with you, Paul. Thank you for taking the time. We'll reconnect on sports and commentary. Bless you, brother.
All right. God bless. Take care.